President Obama is offering Iraq $200 million in humanitarian aid to help those displaced by ISIS, the Sunni-led militant group that swept across Iraq and Syria last summer. The president's announcement came as he met Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi at the White House today. Abadi said the American people have made great sacrifices for Iraq, and the sacrifices will not go to waste, but he's asking for more support to defeat ISIS. Greg Myrie is international editor for NPR.org. He's with us from Washington. Greg, welcome.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And the U.S., as we said, is offering that new humanitarian aid. What does Prime Minister Abadi want militarily from the U.S. right now?
Well, he didn't spell it out, but it's pretty clear he would like things like helicopters and drones, some really high-tech equipment. The U.S. is providing training and some light ammunition and weaponry, and he certainly needs that. But I think he's looking for something that's more high-tech, the helicopters and drones, but that would take time to train Iraqi military personnel to use. So I think that would be his big request. He probably will get a pretty receptive response, but it's not something that can be delivered and deployed immediately, even if that does happen.
What about U.S. troops on the ground? Is he asking for that?
If he is, he's not going to get them. President Obama has been pretty clear about that. And just a reminder, there are 3,000 or so U.S. forces in Iraq.
Right.
They're providing training for the Iraqi military and the Kurds, and that's their role. But they're very much sort of confined to their bases. And there's been some Pentagon talk about they might like the option at some point of having a small number of special operators they could use. But a large U.S. ground force is not in the picture right now.
What can we say at this point about the relationship between President Obama and the Iraqi Prime Minister? This is a trip that they've met before, but this is the first time he's been there at the White House.
It certainly seems good. And again, the important point here is to contrast it with the relationship with the previous prime minister, Nouri al-Maliki. He was in office 8 years, very difficult relationship that he had both with U.S. presidents and with U.S. military. A lot of friction. He was seen as divisive against the Sunni community, just promoting the interests of his own Shiite community. Abadi is saying all the right things. He seems to be on the same page with the U.S., They identify ISIS as the main problem, but there's also a real sense of we need to bring the country together. The Sunnis need to be brought in. The Kurds need to be brought in. We have to keep Iraq together. So everything is a relatively new relationship, but it's going very well so far.
And if that goal is to defeat ISIS, so we heard from a Pentagon spokesman yesterday who said ISIS has lost more than a quarter of its territory since the U.S.-led coalition started launching airstrikes last August. How is the war against ISIS going?
It's going well, but slowly. ISIS has stayed and fought. It has not run away in the face of U.S. airstrikes or the Iraqi military and allied militias. So it's been a tough slog. And I think the big victory was just recently, a couple weeks ago, when Tikrit fell. That was the first major city that ISIS lost. And so now the thinking is there's sort of two places they're looking at. Mosul in the north, which is the second biggest city in Iraq. That is a very big target. And Anbar province out in the west. Both of these are Sunni areas. Both would probably involve tough urban combat. Not going to be an easy slog, but those are the two things to look at next.
And as we have reported, that fight to retake Tikrit from ISIS did involve help from Iran. How is Iran complicating the U.S. involvement in Iraq right now?
In a major way, Abadi needs the U.S., which is effectively serving as his air force and is providing political and, as we've seen, economic help. But the Iranians are also very influential and could certainly undermine Abadi. So he has got to walk this very delicate tightrope of maintaining good relations with the U.S. and good relations with Iran. And the U.S. and Iran sort of pretend they're not working together and they're not directly. But this is going to be the real trick for Abadi.
All right, Greg Myrie, international editor for NPR.org, as the Iraqi prime minister visits Washington and President Obama. Greg, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.